It is 12:35. I hope you're enjoying your lunch hour. Thanks for spending it with us. This is Heart Health Month. Although we probably should be just as aware of it the other 11 months of the year as well. And we spent the last half hour talking about vacation. And one of the things my wife and I did on this last vacation was I thought we did very well eating smartly at breakfast and at lunch. And then we went out and picked different restaurants to try different styles of food where we were. And here's the thing. I love a good meal. Anybody that knows me knows that to be a fact. Probably how you get to be, you know, in the shape I'm in and a diabetic at this age. I love a good meal. I also know that one of the things that that I have to be aware of is carbs. Carbs and fat are two of the things, well, I guess we all should be aware of it, but me in particular and anybody else that carries this wonderful disease with them is very aware of carbs or anything that's considered fattening. So my dad used to say, if it tastes good, spit it out, which I always thought was funny until I'm in the same boat he was. When it comes to eating Italian food, one of my favorite things, love pizza, love some of those heavy sauces, love pasta. But is it carb heavy? Can you actually eat a healthy Italian meal during Heart Healthy Month and feel good about it? Because this is what this comes down to. You are your own liquor control board. We're joined on the phone lines by Afina Sroppo. Afina is a cook. She's a writer. She's an editor. Her latest work is available. It's out there now. It's called The Healthy Italian. Some may consider that an oxymoron, Afina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm better than I let on. can we actually say that Italian food is carb heavy?
It can be, and it's been labeled as such, but it's for sure a healthy diet if we're looking for the right foods to eat.
Well, I've been to Italy. They look pretty healthy over there.
They're healthier than us.
Yeah, go figure.
They are. They're eating perhaps the right kind of carbs, or perhaps the portion sizes, and perhaps their lifestyle. They're a bit more active, but you know, you can eat a healthy diet here. It just demands you looking for the right ingredients, smart carbohydrates, you know, not the refined flours and the white pastas that we've been accustomed to eating. Looking for those whole grains, like oats and brown rice and farro and quinoa and barley. I mean, there's a variety of smart carbs that certainly we can eat. And of course, moving off the carbs, there is an abundance of ingredients when we think about the healthy cuisine. I mean, think about the Mediterranean diet, and much of the Italian cuisine is based in Mediterranean cooking and the use of Mediterranean ingredients. We've got an abundance of vegetables and fruits like eggplants and tomatoes, which we know are high in lycopene and wonderful for us. We have lemons for zest and flavor. We have legumes, lentils, beans, farro. I mean, even when you look at the amount of meat consumption, sure, there's meat in the Italian cuisine, but it's used sparingly.
It doesn't dominate.
Doesn't dominate. You know, you've got your little hit of prosciutto or a little bit of your pancetta. And even so, now we've got some alternatives that make it even better for us, lower in fat and lower in sodium. So there's absolutely, for everybody, something here.
One of my kids is fond of saying that quinoa is the perfect food if you're hungry for about 1,000 of something.
Well, you know what? With the right combinations and with the right flavors, you can make quinoa a really, really handy staple.
But Fina, tell me how it is that quinoa can be marketed as an ancient grain and nobody's really heard of it except for the last five years. Like, where did all of a sudden did we go, oh, wait a minute, we have this ancient grain here that's pretty good stuff?
Well, it hasn't been something that North Americans have been familiar with, and certainly other parts of the world have been familiar with it. And that's sort of back to where I'm talking about why it's the right time to be looking at our diet and eating healthy, because now we have access to all these incredible foods that maybe other parts of the world have known for many, many years, and we haven't known of it. And so, for example, you know, an ancient grain, for example, like barley, we've known about it for decades. But, you know, we get on maybe a fad and we forget about barley. And barley is like one of the, it really is a superfood in its own right. It has one of the lowest glycemic index of all grains. And so now, now more than ever, we have access to things that other parts of the world have had, that perhaps we had to go somewhere else to buy a natural food store. We can go to our grocery store and we can access things like we've never been able to before. Think about all those fresh herbs that we had to wait for, you know, spring, summertime for the greenhouses to bring in, or the local farmers, or we had to grow in our own gardens. I mean, we've got them all year round. Think about some of the vegetables that we didn't see all the time, asparagus and artichokes and eggplants, all year round now. So there's really no excuse. We've got it all here, and we've got it conveniently for us in our grocery stores. You know, I'm a mom of two young boys. I get it. There's, you know, there's pressures. There's lots of balls that you have to balance in the air every day. And so it has to be convenient. It has to be accessible. Otherwise, we're not going to do it. And now we have that opportunity.
Well, I'd like to think we've always had the opportunity, but sadly, there seems to be still a lineup at the drive-thru every night.
Well, I think of it this way. You know, think about the time that it takes for you to get there, to line up, to get your food, to bring it home. You know, about 20 minutes, depending on where you're going.
Right.
And, you know, you're either almost done a home-cooked meal or close to being done. And you can do that by stocking your pantry, for example, with the right ingredients so that you have them accessible to you all the time, by perhaps creating a shopping list, by getting the family involved. You know, it's a great lesson to teach kids to, you know, either get into the kitchen with you or come grocery shopping and, you know, teach kids self-reliance. It's stocking your pantry. It's a mindset in some ways. And I love to inspire people to do this in part because for Italians, and I'm of Italian heritage, you know, food is a celebration. It should always be a celebration. It should never be a bad word to, you know, oh, I've got to make dinner. Oh, yeah, you know. People are looking at it negatively these days. And if you look at it in a positive way and you get back into the kitchen and you think of it as nourishment for the body, mind, and soul, you're creating great, great memories, precious memories around the table with your family.
I'm of Irish descent. If you can put Guinness in it, we'll eat it.
And that's with a bit of vino, always helps.
Oh, no, it certainly doesn't hurt. I can attest to that. Well, it does, I guess, eventually. How much of this is preparation? I have another job besides this, and the young man that I work with on that broadcast is a triathlete. Mm. And we worked together last night, and we were talking before the hockey game, and Sunday is his day. He prepares all his meals for the week.
Well, I know some moms who do that because, of course, you know, they're running to soccer or they're running to swimming. They're trying to fit in a workout. I get it, right? And so some people prefer to do it all day Sunday to cook their meals for the week. But a lot of my recipes, keeping in mind that I am aware of the busyness of our weeks, I have created recipes that can be put together in 30 to 40 minutes in most cases. And so that's not a lot of time. I mean, by the time the kids are doing their homework, you know, you've got a meal on the table. I think in part it's stocking your pantry so that you, if you can't get some fresh ingredients from the grocery store, you haven't had time to make a trip, you can certainly access some fresh, you know, canned tomatoes, legumes, some of the spices that we can use, some of the canned fishes to make healthy meals. So if, you know, I think that if you approach it that way, if you look at some of the recipes that are easy to make, not many ingredients, come quickly together, it's doable on a day night, any night.
Now, Fina, one of the recipes that you sent me by email actually made me chuckle. Low-in-fat tiramisu. That sounded like an oxymoron from where I sit.
Well, I love tiramisu, and I had to create a tiramisu recipe because it's sort of like the creme de la creme in Italian cooking. And so I have a lot of master builders in my family, master builders of tiramisus. And as we know, tiramisu comes together with mascarpone cheese, very, very thick, rich, creamy, high-in-fat cheese.
Yeah.
So I've made it lower fat, and I've done it with cottage cheese, believe it or not. I learned this technique when my oldest was quite young and didn't like textured food. I creamed cottage cheese and found out that you could make this incredible creamy cream with it. And so that's one of the things that I've done to make this healthier for you. I haven't taken out all the fat, because of course it is a dessert and it's a treat, but it's certainly better for you than having a mascarpone cheese. And it comes together the same way with the Savoyardi Ladyfinger cookies. I've added in some fruit to give it a bit more, some substance and as well some flavor and, of course, a little bit more health for you. So I've got frozen raspberries or fresh raspberries. And, of course, we've got some dark chocolate. And as we know, dark chocolate is a preference over semi-sweet because it has more flavonoids. So just a few little things like that, simple ingredients that you're swapping that really do make a wonderfully tasting dish. You're not compromising on taste. Most people who've tasted this dish didn't even know that I swapped out the mascarpone. So we're doing little things like that. You know, we're switching out little things like that. We're not compromising on taste, and we're still delivering a great meal that people have come to love.
Is white bread the enemy? Is white pasta the enemy? But this is what I'm told. As a diabetic, I'm told, consider if it's bleached and it's flour and it's white, it's the enemy.
Well, it has been for many reasons. One is because it has refined flours, right? And as we know, and as you know, being a diabetic, when you're taking in refined flours, pasta, white potatoes, they can spike your blood sugar levels, and insulin can get out of control. And of course, when there's an oversecretion of insulin, you know, it sends a signal to your body to store glucose as fat, and of course, disease like diabetes can come later. And so, yes, I would definitely recommend people choose smart carbs, smart pastas, pastas like, for example, that are made with spelt. It's a delicious one that I love.
One more and I'll let you go. It's an email question from Heather. Is Greek yogurt all it's made out to be?
Well, you got to be careful of the sugar level. If you're looking at a brand of Greek yogurt, yes, it's wonderfully thick and it works really well in a lot of baked goods that I've been using. So if you are going to use a Greek yogurt, I would just recommend that you're looking at the sugar content as well, because even though you're bringing in some creaminess, you may be bringing in some added sweetness and added sugars that you don't want.
I prefer it. I've gotten to the point now where I like the Greek yogurt.
Yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it? The texture is wonderful, and that's part of it, right? We're getting flavors and textures even in some great products like that.
A lot of the commercial yogurts that I've eaten for years, the other thing, you know, now that I'm trying to be a little bit smarter and reading labels, I'm kind of shocked at the stuff that I've assumed was really healthy. And for me, it's not so much the sugars, Fina. It's I look at stuff, and the sodium in it is absolutely frightening.
Absolutely. Sodium's been that sort of weapon that we haven't paid attention to. Now, finally, we are paying more attention to it. It's amazing how much sodium 1 teaspoon of salt has. And so we have to read our labels, make sure that we're choosing our canned beans, for example, with no or little salt, our canned tomatoes. Anything that's canned, really, shouldn't have a high sodium content if it's being packed in water or even oil, for that matter. So I would encourage, yes, my recipes are taking that into account as well, because that can be as harmful to us as sugar and fat.
I don't like to generalize, and I'll end on this comment. We have dear friends of Italian descent. If they ever invite us for a meal, we don't miss it because it's an event.
It's an event. It's gathering around the table, right? It's celebrating being together.
Yes, it's a huge thing. It's not just about the meal.
Absolutely, and that's what it's been about in my kitchen and in my, you know, growing up. It's about, I preface each recipe with a story, because the connection to food really is something that's beautiful. That's the only way I can describe it, you know. I have memories of meals that I've made with aunts and uncles and cousins, and we celebrate it. We celebrate each other. We as my family is a cooking family, we all get together in the kitchen. It is a celebration of gathering, of appreciating each other, and of celebrating what we have before us.
Amen. Fina Scroppo, thank you. The book is called The Healthy Italian. We appreciate you spending the time with us today.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye. Fina Scroppo. So how aware, it's Heart Healthy Month, so we're going to have a few conversations over what we've got left in February to talk about heart healthy decisions to make. Are you aware? I'm very fortunate. My friends tell me I'm spoiled because my wife is so good at things like these. I don't really have to give it a whole lot of thought. But like yesterday, I was talking about with my friend who makes all his meals a week in advance, spends Sunday in the kitchen, and everything's prepared. That helps keep him on track, and he knows about carbs and balance and all that, and proteins and healthy fats and yada, yada, yada. I guess that's how you get to be a triathlete, is you have to pay attention to all that input. Are you aware or not so much? Do you think that we make too much of this? I haven't eaten fast food in a long time. I just can't. But I cannot also remember the last time I ever went through a drive-through for anything, coffee or anything. I understand the temptation, and I understand the fact that, yeah, well, the kids will eat it. We know that. How aware are you when it comes to the input? Or does the output what matter? One of the problems I had with my weight and my health is I played competitive sports until I was 27, 28. And the 3 years after I quit playing competitive sports, I didn't change any of my other habits. So I wasn't on the soccer pitch or playing ball 2-3 nights a week. But I was still drinking the beer and enjoying the wings. I skipped the game and went right to the post-game meal. So I wasn't aware at all. Your thoughts are next. This is Rogers TV and 570 News.
I'm a mom of two young boys. I get it. There's lots of balls you have to balance in the air every day. And so it has to be convenient. It has to be accessible. Otherwise, we're not going to do it. And now we have that opportunity.
The Gary Doyle Show continues on 570 News.
Well, Fina's thing, her book is called The Healthy Italian. But what I got out of our conversation was it all begins, for her anyway, at the pantry level. It's quite possible to eat healthy, but not if your pantry is filled with stuff that ain't healthy. A little too close to the good sense issue for me. And I understand food allergies. I understand sometimes it's difficult to find these particular ingredients. One of the things I like about Fina's book is the same thing I like about the Looney Spoons collections with Greta and Janet. If they list it as an ingredient in the cookbook, odds are I've already got it in the house. If I see a recipe that I think is intriguing and I look at the ingredient list and I neither have nor know what some of them are, odds are I'm not going to spend whatever I have to get a pinch of saffron. I'm not going to spend $10 and then watch it sit in the cupboard for the, you know, until it's rock hard. The fact that they use stuff that you have on a regular basis, and I don't do hardly any of the cooking at our house. But I can tell you, 2 weeks ago, I shoveled my way to the barbecue. It doesn't look like it now. How difficult is it? Do we make too much of it? When we say things like carb-heavy and fattening, is that a turnoff for you? Because you tell me it's carb-heavy and it's got a real rich sauce on it, I'm thinking, oh, that's got to be good then. Might not be good for me. As my father used to say, if it tastes good, spit it out, because that was his attitude. But that goes back to the 60s. And when he had so many dietary issues in the 60s, and we didn't have this. Well, we had things like quinoa, but we grew up on white bread and white pasta. We switched to whole wheat pasta a decade ago and never told the kids. They never noticed. There are things you can do that are that simple, that are that easy to do. This is actually nutrition. Well, next month is nutrition month. This is heart healthy month. And it's sad, I guess, in the sense that it's too bad we have to take and set aside time to do something that we should be thinking about on a regular basis. That's how you end up in the shape I'm in, is you don't give it enough thought on a regular basis. I would like to think that we're all smart enough to be better. The evidence suggests otherwise. If you've seen the movie Philomena, now I only bring that up because there was a line in there where the light bulb went on. It's about this Irish woman searching for her son who was taken from her at birth and basically sold to an American couple. And she said, I hope he's not obese. And the person helping her said, why would you say that? Well, it's America, you know, the portion sizes. You got to be your own liquor control board. Thumbs up, thumbs down is coming your way next on 570 News. If you're with us on Rogers TV, stick around. Daytime is coming your way next. This is Rogers TV and 570 News.